that in just a bit. But first, we got to talk about the Yes on Prop 6 campaign, which would be the repeal of the what I think is crooked gas tax, where hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money was used to bribe legally legislators to vote for a gas tax that then has inflationary tendencies and has future hikes in the gas tax pinned to the inflation rate. So it both causes inflation and then goes up because of inflation. But the real question now is whether or not the campaign has been in violation of ethics laws, because we, as we have reported to you, contractors working for Caltrans have been handing out flyers opposing the repeal of the gas tax. And is that not an illegal activity? Let's talk about this with the president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Welcome back to the show, John Kapal. John, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well, Doug. How are you?
I'm fine. So the Fair Political Practices Commission yesterday, on Wednesday, said that it's opening an investigation into whether or not the subcontractors working for Caltrans were in violation of campaign finance. So, of course, they won't conclude this before Election Day. They never do.
They never do. You know, we had a lawsuit against the County of Los Angeles on the similar issue, the illegal expenditure of taxpayer dollars for the Measure H campaign. And remember, they spent $1 million on a very slick television ad. And it's very clear under California law, you cannot use taxpayer dollars for political advocacy. So we filed a complaint. They opened up an investigation. But the resolution of that won't happen for, you know, unfortunately, the FPPC is having some internal problems, and they're not very fast at resolving these investigations.
Now, how widespread is this? From your, is it happening just in like Southern California? Is it happening over the across the entire state?
No, it's epidemic. This happens all the time, where you see taxpayer dollars used for political advocacy. You know, the big thing right now is Caltrans is spending tons of money, $700 per sign for these big signs that say, your SB1 taxes at work in places where there's no projects being built. So obviously they're laying the groundwork for to oppose Proposition 6. So this happens up and down the state all the time.
Is there any way that we could get a court order to make them take the signs down until after the election, until after there's...
I wish we could. Unfortunately, you know, we've brought a number of these lawsuits. We did it with Jerry Brown's increase in the income tax, but we did, and we actually forced a number of settlements. But the settlements didn't occur until well after their dirty deeds were done. And unfortunately, these guys look at this kind of behavior and see that there's a huge return on investment for doing things that are improper. You know, if you spend $1 million in illegal campaign contributions, but your return is a $20 billion tax increase, that's a pretty good return on investment.
Yeah, and especially, you know, if there's a slap on the wrist fine, well, that's just the cost of doing business. We've discussed this a million times in related to various corporate shenanigans. If you can steal $1 billion and you get fined $100 million, you're still up $900 million. What do you care?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so I think people need to be vigilant. I think the best thing we can do is highlight this as part of the campaign. I think when people realize that this money is their money, is being spent this way, that they will reject very negatively.
Well, you've tapped into the key phrase, their money, and this is what we've discussed.
Not government's money?
We've discussed many times.
Really?
This phrase, oh, the government's paying for it. It's government money.
It used to be our money. It's not our anymore. But,
yeah.
You know, that's and that's the problem. So we're seeing this. I do think that if anybody sees this kind of activity, they need to call it out. I know that the Caltrans got a huge amount of blowback from this incident with them stopping cars and handing out campaign flyers And, you know, I think they realize that it's a PR disaster for them. So when we see that activity, we really need to call it out.
All right, John, thanks so much. We always appreciate you coming on. John Capel, president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, of course. Their website is a must-read website for every, certainly, property owner or anybody who ever hopes to own property in the state of California, because it's the only thing, Prop 13 is the only thing standing between us and thundering socialism. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's 6:15.